This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just waking up, it's Thanksgiving, and this is a live edition of the DJV show, and two-thirds of the ladies are here alive. And the other one, not suggesting she's dead, I'm just suggesting she's dead to the world at the moment. Jennifer Horn is having Happy Thanksgiving someplace. I forget where she's going or gone, but at any rate, on the air is On Air Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here, and on the air is Kara Schillen, and on the air is Doug Steffen, and so we romp into an hour of Thanksgiving, a couple of hours of Thanksgiving. 'Twas the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat in white, but I fought the temptation with all of my might, tossing and turning with anticipation. The thought of snacks became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round, till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky. With a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie, I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all, pass the cranberries, please." Excuse me. I thought that would be a good way for us to put our
Thanksgiving
focus, right? Put our focus where it belongs, right? I think today, in many circumstances, with many people, is about introducing your significant other to your family for the first time. It's a big step, right? Have you ever had that experience? When was the first time?
I would never do that.
No.
Introduce them to your family.
That's
at least
like
your
stuff
parents.
They make movies about.
Yeah. Introduce
right.
them in small bits, and then they can meet yeah. the whole family after they already know some people at Thanksgiving, maybe.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do that some people do that.
If your family lives far away and the only option is, yeah, sure, then you have to fly together, and I would feel sorry for the new person.
That is a lot to have to deal with. Even if your family gets along and they all love each other, that's a lot to handle.
So what do you suppose Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake are talking about for Thanksgiving dinner today?
I don't know, but the fact that none of them have made any kind of statements about it, like if they were really
news media overcook.
No, I mean I think it means it's a real thing, yeah. like a real issue. Because yeah. if they were really just friends and they were drunk and they were just kind of, you know, like being sloppy and kind of hanging on each other, I think they would have all come out and said that. And I think Jessica Biel would have been like, "It's not
Justin
a big deal."
I think Justin would have apologized to his wife too and would have said, "Hey, look, this looks bad, but nothing's going on. I love my wife." Like, a statement would be appropriate. And
the
no
fact that everyone has been
statements.
Silent about yeah. it makes me feel like he was
they
doing something he should
uncoupled.
Not have done. Yeah.
So Alicia Wainwright's dad, she's the lady who was in the hotel
yes.
room with him.
Well, no, it wasn't a hotel room. It was a bar.
On a balcony or something.
Yeah, on Bourbon Street. So it was public and it was out in the open, and the whole crew, apparently from the movie, they were all partying together on the balcony. And that's how the video footage was taken. Some fan or someone filmed the whole thing.
So the father said she's in New Orleans doing some work, that's all. They're making a movie together. He added that Alicia, is it Alicia or Alicia? I guess you'd pronounce it Alicia.
I don't know.
I think it's Alicia, but...
Alicia?
Yeah.
Filming a movie. The movie was called Palmer. The father said that she's a free spirit. Quote, "I cannot be telling you whether or not she is in a relationship or things like that. She's a young lady, 30 years old, living her life, doing what she has to do. So basically,
sounds like the dad doesn't really know.
This sounds like a Meghan Markle situation. He's like, they're working on a movie together. That's all. I can't tell you anything about what she's doing or if she's in a relationship and she's a free spirit. But if he was trying to defend her, I feel like it went a little backwards. Kind of makes it sound like, oh, she's a free spirit and she's, you know, doing whatever she wants to do and sleeping with everybody. And
why would you bother to say anything, or why would you get a? Okay, so that's enough of that. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Mayor Pete wishing a happy Thanksgiving to Brett Kavanaugh's lawyers. Announced that they would return donations from the lawyers who represented Kavanaugh. Why is that poison? What's the difference?
Well, Mayor Pete was very against Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. And so the fact that they did some digging.
So why would they, just to cover their butts, they give money to everybody's campaign? I'd be interested to see these lawyers had given money to other candidates.
They have. They've given money to Michael Bennett and Kamala Harris.
Okay. Michael Bennett, I forget. He's
barely even registered.
Kamala Harris, that's a waste of money.
Yeah, I'm sure Mayor Pete gave the money back because his own fans, and the people who support him would not be supportive of him getting money from them, because many people, including myself, were against the Brett Kavanaugh nomination, and I like Mayor Pete a lot. So.
What, is the only clients that they ever represented was Brett Kavanaugh?
What is there? I don't know about them.
Yeah. You know what? I think that gets to be silly.
I mean, I'm sure it's silly, but
campaign finances, the whole thing is crooked.
That's the kind of thing where at this point in politics, it will make headlines, and that something as stupid as that, I feel like, could make or break you at this point.
I don't even know that it's that stupid, though, because Mayor Pete made a good point. He said he was against the nomination from the beginning. He said he does not belong in the Supreme Court, and taking money from two people who helped him get that nomination and get that position was something that Mayor Pete was against. I understand that. I would return the money, too.
Nah. Well, I mean, you should return the money.
So, here's an example. So someone who takes down your farm also wants to donate to something else that you're doing. You would take that money? I wouldn't.
Well, I think that's
the same principle.
I'm not sure I agree with that, but I think what we have is this. What it does is make it good. It makes a very positive situational example out of how deeply money and connections and connivance comes in the world of politics. Why would that law firm be giving to anybody? Why is it okay?
It's not the firm. It's two lawyers on the team. Well, because individuals can give money to whoever they want.
I get that. No, that's my point. I don't think there should be any of this kind of money floating around. Do you realize that already the budgets for advertising and influence peddling is $6 billion for the election cycle next year? And it's already started. It'd probably be higher than that with Michael Bloomberg in it. Now, this is this kind of money. You know, we all decry the class of people who are running for president, i.e., not your average Pete. Well, Pete doesn't have a lot of money, so maybe that changes the stroke a little bit. But for the most part,
he's got college debt that he's still paying off.
Okay, so there you go. Reminds me of the speech my son-in-law gave to the graduates of UCLA last spring, in which at 44. He admitted he's still having college debt, and
President Obama was still paying it off while he was president. Yeah. It's nuts.
It's crazy. Yeah, right. Got to be a difference. Now, you see, if there were really good, smart candidates out there, they'd glom onto that. Instead of health care that's impractical, how do you deal with college debt? What do you do that makes that easier for the people who don't have money, but yet they want to and deserve to be able to get a post-high school education?
Mayor Pete has got some really good ideas when it comes to that. Yeah, because he and his husband are both still paying it off, and they're in the thick of it. Then and he even in one of the debates he said, you know, no one up here understands paying off student loans more than I do because I'm the only one with student loans that I'm still paying.
He's only young enough to maybe still have, although the others may.
Well, I don't even think Tulsi Gabbard had student loans anymore.
No. Yeah.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
There you go. I'm still paying. There's still a payment that gets made every month. So, all right, so we have that now.
For your college?
No, for the two of them. Brendan, actually, Brendan's paid off. Megan, we still have a few bucks here and there.
Well, she went very, very extensively through schooling,
right? Two expensive schools and for a long time.
Yeah.
But look at what it did for her. Got her the job of her dreams. She, in her wildest dreams as a youngster, would not have thought she would end up in the professorship that she has, creating a course major at one of the largest universities, not only in the country, but around the world.
That's great.
Yeah. It really is. I'm very proud.
But so many people don't have that story. They have all this debt and nothing to show for it.
Yeah. And believe me, I wasn't an influence on anybody to get her a job. She made her own way from top to bottom. That's something else that is very important. You know, you look at the situation with these people who bought their children's way into college and that whole fiasco. And you think about who are the people that really deserve to get. When I was at the age of helping Megan go to school, I didn't have any money. I was working three jobs and had the responsibilities of paying a mortgage and paying for cars and paying to have animals taken care of. And there was that opportunity, and there was no way that I wasn't going to go into debt to have her help herself to what she wanted in her future. And it certainly paid off in, it's just like, what do they call it? The expression is pay off in spades.
Mm-hmm.
The reference to the spades. And if you have a flush, four flush with all spades in poker, isn't that something special?
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out. I was watching a little bit of Rounders last night, which is making the rounds again with Ed Norton and what's his face?
Isn't Matt Damon in that?
Matt Damon, yeah. And it really is very interesting to see. It's built around cards, card playing, card sharks, that sort of stuff. And actually, they were pretty good together. This movie's probably, 15 years old, maybe 20 years old. But they were quite good together. I don't know why I didn't see it when it was out in the movies. Because although the title is kind of, it's not descriptive of what the movie's all about. One more item here. The state of Massachusetts, where I am at the moment, there's a bill that got signed yesterday that bans permanently the sale of flavored tobacco and vaping products. No more menthol cigarettes. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, this is, I think, the strictest so far of any of the states that have come up with some legislation.
He's taken an approach, that it's the whole business about hemp, and that he's taken the pretty negative route on hemp as well. And the people in the state don't like it. I don't know that anybody cares about this or they agree with this. But he made a serious mistake when it came to banning hemp products and all the things that are related to it, including growing it. And so the legislature is now working on a way to give him some cover. But they don't need cover for this. This is a vaping product. This may be considered progressive even. Flavored tobacco and menthol cigarettes. I find that to be interesting. Because they've been around for a long, long time, but they do sort of belong in the same category, I guess, don't they? What are you right doing?
They're so extra bad for you.
Yeah.
They're really, really awful.
Yeah, the whole deal. Bad stuff. So there's a good move on his part. Here's a good move on your part. If you're looking for, now that we're into Thanksgiving and we'll be looking seriously at Christmas gifting over the weekend, some practical gift ideas I'll come up with from time to time. With the advertisers in mind, Power Swabs is a great way for you to say to somebody you love, here's something that'll help you out a whole lot, because it is the world's best teeth whitening system. It's the healthiest system. It improves the quality of the look of your teeth by 6 shades in just 1 week. You don't have to worry about trays. Here's a doctor who says, I found it to be a very effective way for my patients in reducing, almost eliminating the business, the sensitivity. I don't know of any other product on the market that has the benefits of Power Swabs. That's pretty powerful. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-208-1797 and get some. They're pretty inexpensive, especially with the DJV code. 40 bucks off, or rather 40% off, and then another 10 bucks. So, if you haven't taken advantage yet for yourself, do that. And then give them to other people in your family or other adults who need to have their teeth whitened. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code 40% off plus 10 bucks off. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last month, there was a release of this song, which was the main song in an album called Christmas, Chicago Christmas, a veterans group, fourth album, only the beginning for their holiday festivities. This week, Chicago attends three holiday events that include riding the Hallmark float and performing during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and an appearance on the Today Show where they'll announce their 2020 summer tour, and then they'll top it off with a performance at the Rockefeller Center tree lighting, which is on December 3rd. They film it then. Airs the following night on ABC. I'm sorry, on NBC.
That's a lot of exposure for Chicago.
It is, yeah.
I don't think anyone's heard that much from Chicago in years.
For years, no. Chicago Christmas hit number one on the holiday album sales chart, something of a surprise for them, especially in the band. The group initially approached by Rhino Records to create a bonus track or two for a re-release of a previous Christmas album, but the result was eight new songs. They also added three seasonal staples, including Sleigh Ride 2019, second time the group has taken on that song. Chicago returns to the stage February 28th, beginning its next residency at the Venetian Theater in Vegas. The band says the summer tour will be extensive. Listen, Greg, this is upstairs. Who's the lead singer of Chicago now? Thankfully, it's not Michael McDonald.
He was in Chicago?
McDonald, yeah, he was there for a while.
Cetera was the longest time,
yeah. But their original singer, I can't remember before Cetera, I think.
But Michael McDonald made the rounds of these bands.
Smooth. Yeah.
The Doobies I didn't know he was in Chicago.
All right, so we like this, yeah?
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm not a Chicago fan, so.
I tend to like pop and R&B ones, but I think that this will be good for a lot of people. It's something chill you can just have on in the background when you're decorating the tree or something.
All my dad's friends love Chicago. It must be like a generational age thing.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I thought they were great when they were originally called Chicago Transit Authority. Some of that early music, the horns, very unique. But then the lead singers kind of spoiled it for me.
Honestly, I get so confused between all the bands with city and state names that I'm like Chicago, Boston, Kansas. Like, literally, they're all the same to me.
All right, moving into Thanksgiving music. This is Sam and Dave. But a great Thanksgiving. Wasn't really meant to be a Thanksgiving song, but it turned out.
Anything that says thanks is now a Thanksgiving day.
Right. Here's Garth Brooks with What I'm Thankful For.
Oh, the Lord above, the gift of His unending love, the promise kept that there is something more.
Nice. All right, here's my favorite serious Thanksgiving tune from Johnny Cash. This is called Thanksgiving Prayer.
When family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the year, to join hands and thank the Creator now when thanksgiving is due. And this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you.
He did
this year when I count
Carter
my
Cash.
Blessings.
This year when I count my blessings, I'm thankful
Lord
for Victoria and Kara. How's that?
Thank you.
For the important people in your lives. 28 past the hour on Thanksgiving Day here on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving morning, China is warning the United States there will be consequences for Congress passing and President Trump signing a bill that supports anti-government protesters in Hong Kong. The Chinese foreign minister summoning the U.S. ambassador and demanding that Washington immediately stop interfering in China's domestic affairs. In New York City, they're gearing up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
50 million people watching the best in New York City.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, a decision on whether the famed balloons will fly because of the winds will be made close to parade time. Speaking of weather, bad weather is making Thanksgiving travel difficult. A foot of snow has fallen in Denver and Minneapolis, and a bomb cyclone struck Oregon and California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After the hour on Thanksgiving Day, it is Thursday, November the 28th, as the DJV program live. We pride ourselves with being on the air live during most holidays, Christmas and New Year's, an exception to that, but certainly on Thanksgiving, with so much to talk about, so many things to be thankful for. America's Thanksgiving holiday was born in the 1500s, and I guess it was mythologized. Back in 1621, the observation was most bleak during the Civil War in our country. One of the most anticipated and beloved days. Do we use it to take opportunity to be thankful? Despite all of the things that are a part of the conversation today, we still have so much to be thankful for, more in the United States than probably anywhere else. Sadly, and I don't want to cast a pallor, there are some people who can't celebrate, and maybe that's something to look at. Why is it that we don't have everybody being able to take advantage of what we have? A lot of reasons for that, and so I won't get into it. But the functionality here, each year, fourth Thursday of November, going back to the Civil War, I mentioned that a minute ago, President Lincoln proclaimed a National Thanksgiving Day. That was started in 1863, and it was celebrated on November the 26th, the final Thursday of the month. 1939, President Roosevelt declared November's fourth Thursday as Thanksgiving Day rather than the fifth one. FDR thought an earlier Thanksgiving would give merchants longer to sell their stuff before Christmas. And it's true. Help get the country out of the Depression. He was always thinking about how we can get out of the Depression. Then there was a law passed during the Second World War making the fourth Thursday a federal holiday, and that has stood ever since. So if we go back to what I mentioned about 1621, before the country was officially a country, the colonists and the Wampanoag Indians here in Massachusetts shared a harvest feast. And as we look fast forward to what we have right now, it's really quite the day. Americans, 76% in fact, of us say we love this holiday. We love Thanksgiving. 41% say they look forward to Thanksgiving all year long. 51% spend the day with their immediate family. Turkey's the number one food. 23% say they wear stretch pants so they can eat more. 19% said they feel guilty about how much they eat on Thanksgiving. Well, I don't want you to feel guilty, but it would be nice, a nice gesture if you could help people who are in need. That's kind of what Thanksgiving. You have a bounty and share. I know a lot of people in my circle who actually work. My sister and her husband work the food, what do they call it? Food pantries, not the food pantry, but you know what this, we have the Salvation Army.
A soup kitchen.
A lot of volunteers. So it was the Mayflower that arrived in November of 1621. That was kind of the original organized time. They came here because of religious differences with the king. They were referred to as the Puritans. They expressed their religious freedom by doing a lot of things that were a little rough at the beginning, I think. And so the 102 passengers on the Mayflower, well, actually, they left on the 102, only 50 survived. How many knew that? Did you know that? Mm-hmm. 50 of the 102 survived. The rest of them had scurvy and starvation and that kind of stuff. I remember getting on a replica when I was a kid of the Mayflower. I couldn't understand how anybody could survive going across the ocean like they did in this little ship. You wouldn't want to go out more than 100 miles away from shore normally in something that size. There were 45 men and 5 women survived.
Oh.
So, how about that?
Yeah.
That sounds rough for the ladies after that.
Yeah. 66 days to sail from England to New England. That's what they called it when they got here. Imagine now, what does it take, 6 hours to fly from England, from London to Boston? It's about 6 hours. It took them 66 days to do it in this little teeny ship. The original Thanksgiving lasted 3 days. And from it came the phrase, waste not, want not. The giving of food to everybody, anybody around. They had learned not to be prejudiced. Interesting. No prejudices in the first Thanksgiving. The main dish wasn't turkey either, by the way. It was cod, which was the most prevalent fish off the coast of New England. The men weren't very good about sharing the fish with some of the women who were left over. I don't know what that was all about, but anyway. So, comes some of the historic. One of the things that happens this week and this month here in Massachusetts are the busloads of tourists who go to Plymouth to see Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock is maybe 3-4 feet across. It's a little thing. I don't know. It's in a big cage. You go down the main street of Plymouth, you get out, you look at the rock, and people say, huh? Because it is such a small little thing. The name of the first Indian tribe, or the Indian tribe that first participated in Thanksgiving, the Wampanoags, their chief was a guy named Massasoit, thus the name of Massachusetts. They learned how to talk to each other, even though they couldn't understand each other. But they got the fact that this guy, his name was Massasoit, and they thought that he was the chief, and that this land belonged to him. That's last time that was acknowledged. Most of the people that the Indians certainly came under the short end of the stick when it came to their lands as America got settled. But anyway, respect, living in peace, understanding of the differences of people. I suppose when you think about it, they didn't think about it that way, but that's really what First Thanksgiving was all about. Now it's the busiest travel day. All kinds of fiascos yesterday, right, because of the weather. What's the latest on that, Victoria? Have you seen anything that would update the situation?
When you look around on any of the news sites, it's just people buried
delayed
in snow, five days worth of flights canceled in Denver. The same storm, I guess, is heading up to Minnesota if it's not already there. I saw was last night before I went to bed, watching some of it. Just an intense, really bad travel situation for most people.
I'm thankful that we didn't have any of that, but the wind was whistling all night. It was kind of eerie. It was kind of creepy. And I went out this morning, and I feel bad for anyone who raked their leaves for Thanksgiving this week because they were all over the place. So
the wind is the big story for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That starts at 9 a.m. Eastern time and goes till noon. That's the most watched holiday program on TV. So this is something that people all over the country tune into.
This goes back, by the way, to 1924. Did you know that the Macy's Parade was started in 1924?
Wow. Yeah. So right now they're still waiting. I've been following the updates on Twitter. They're waiting to see if the balloons will fly in the parade. The parade will happen, but it may just be minus the balloons, or if the winds stay below 35 miles per hour, that's the limit that the city allows the balloons to fly. Right now the wind gusts are expected to be more than 40, so we may not see balloons today. But they are inflated. They did the tradition of last night, the night before Thanksgiving. They always do the balloon inflation, and everybody kind of goes and drinks hot chocolate and watches Snoopy and everything. So it's kind of fun. So the balloons are just hanging out, and I think the NYPD is going to make a real game time decision on it.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it happens. And the new big balloon this year that's supposed to be the star is Snoopy as an astronaut to honor the lunar landing. Yeah. Hopefully we'll get to see him because he's supposed to be the new big feature.
Big thing. So is the Macy's parade in danger of being the Macy's parade because Macy's after Thanksgiving, after Christmas, supposedly declaring bankruptcy? So it'll be interesting to see whether there is.
Macy's also sponsors the 4th of July fireworks, too.
Yeah.
So I would guess someone is going to want to own that brand name for the parade.
Somebody will buy it.
There'll
be some stores called Macy's. The first department store to hold a Thanksgiving parade wasn't Macy's. It was Gimbel's back in 1920 in Philadelphia. Did you know that?
Isn't that, what's the movie that's really sweet in black and white?
What
I'm talking about, right? It's Lewis's favorite movie. I should know it.
I don't remember.
Anyway, where the Santa Claus, it's either at Macy's or Gimbel's. It's the about the parade and everything.
Yeah, I think it's Macy's.
But they were the big rivalry, right? Macy's and Gimbel's?
Yeah. Yep. No longer.
Yeah.
And then things are changing so dramatically with all the people buying online. Some of the stores feel like they need to compete, so they're opening at 5 this afternoon. A lot of people after dinner, they go online, start buying stuff.
I used to think that tonight was a big movie night, but I think it's a shopping night.
Yeah, it is a shopping night.
I think it's turned football, into shopping.
The football, Thanksgiving football game, the first one, NFL, first, the first game was played on Thanksgiving, 1934, the Detroit Lions, and I'm trying to remember, I did know who they played against, and now I can't remember. But that was part of the, let's see, 1934. How long have they been playing professional football, though? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to it, but it is a, how long have there been professional football leagues playing? It goes back to, remember that movie that George Clooney was in? The Leathernecks, the Fighting Leathernecks or something it was called. They had leather helmets. Can you imagine playing football the way they play it today, wearing just a leather helmet? Have no shoulder pads, none of that stuff, no protection?
Yeah.
There's a movie that you'll see a lot of this weekend. Mark Wahlberg plays an older guy trying to get into a football, trying to play football. I forget what it's called.
I think that's based on a true story.
It is. I think you're right, yeah.
Forget what that was called, but yeah, I think that was a true story.
Speaking
well, there is
of football
tonight, if you're talking about what's on tonight.
Yeah,
so tonight on NBC, the New Orleans Saints will be playing the Atlanta Falcons at Atlanta. And then lots of other holiday stuff kicks off. The Wonderful World of Disney, the Magical Holiday Celebration, that's tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC. And that's got Matthew Morrison from Glee, Spice Girl Emma Bunton, and Jesse Palmer. They're all together, and they're down at Cinderella's Castle in Walt Disney World in Florida. And so they're going to have performances, musical performances, and sneak peeks of what the Disney parks look like for the holiday season. So that's kind of fun for the whole family to watch that. If you want to do some food stuff, the Christmas Cookie Challenge is on Food Network. That starts tonight also at 8 p.m. And then, of course, Garth Brooks, if you are interested in him, this is kind of a cool thing. Tonight at 9 on A&E, his Yankee Stadium concert is airing. And so he's always pretty fun to see in concert.
Yeah,
so those are the
really
big
active
ones for tonight. Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of football, Arena Football filing for bankruptcy. They shut down operations for six of its teams about a month ago. They filed for Chapter 7 yesterday, ceasing all operations. They've been in existence for 30 years. We simply aren't able to raise the capital necessary to grow the league, resolve the legal battles, and make a financially viable thing, says the commissioner. And we're all disappointed we couldn't find a way to move forward. Want to thank our fans. How many people really loved Arena Football? Anybody you know? Your husband's very knowledgeable about sports. Victoria, what did he think of Arena Football?
You know, I don't think he thinks much of it, truthfully. I don't know that it had, it just, I don't know that it ever really.
Gotten it there. Yeah, right.
I don't think it just gained enough momentum, and I don't think it had enough interest. And then the XFL, though, that's coming back in February. And that's going to pick up where the NFL, well, it hopes to pick up where the NFL.
Some of the NFL players play in the XFL, I think, don't they? Some of the secondary players.
Not the top tier ones. That's part of the problem.
No, secondary. Right.
Yeah. Or people who can't make it into the NFL or the CFL, the Canadian League, then they'll maybe go to the XFL.
The Arena League, though, got the career started of Kurt Warner, who's a Hall of Fame quarterback. And it was rebranded 10 years ago as Arena Football. Was first called the what was it called when it first got started? I can't remember. But anyway, because the people in their mania for football didn't last here because it doesn't make sense, an outdoor game. All right, so that's the story on the football department. Here's another great suggestion for those of you who want to go online today and order some cool things for Christmas, either for yourself, your family, or somebody you care about. Go to MyPillow.com and just peruse all the great things they have there. And the Christmas bonus, when you use the DJV code, is up to 66% off. Matter of fact, their brand new towels, 30% off with the DJV code. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and get 30% off these amazing towels. A lot of people who listen on the holidays, because George Norrie and us are the only ones who are on live on Thanksgiving and holidays in general. So this is a real bona fide way for you to get started. This is a very practical gift. Good ideas. You can find a lot of them at MyPillow.com. Save the most money with the code DJV.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Thanksgiving, no matter, there are still lots of things. Matter of fact, Victoria, there are probably a lot of technology stories that will begin today, germinate today, because it is a precursor
shopping,
to
shopping, shopping.
Black Friday and all
yep.
of that.
Cyber Monday. Yep.
Cyber Monday, right? Mm-hmm. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker comes out next month. But what is the connection to things you can buy right now? Technology.
It's like you remember this from Spaceballs when Yogurt the Wise is calling, you know, yes. everything's merchandising. Well, that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening now with Star Wars. Merchandising, merchandising, merchandising. It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
And one of the most unlikely but coolest collaborations is a partnership between Star Wars and Williams-Sonoma. You would never think of Star Wars in the kitchen, right? But it's happening. And the first thing that they just debuted, or the latest thing that they just debuted just last night, is the Instant Pot. Now, this is the pressure cooker that has sold out. I have one. Everyone I know has one. It's a part pressure cooker, part slow cooker. It's like the number one thing that sells on Amazon. It's crazy. Well, now you can actually get an Instant Pot that is a Star Wars theme. So you can get one that looks like an R2-D2, a BB-8, a Darth Vader, or a Chewbacca, or a Stormtrooper, and they're on sale for $99. It's actually not a bad deal. And I bought one already. I bought the R2-D2. It looks too cool to pass up. They're all the 6-quart size except Chewbacca, which is fittingly the largest. That's 8 quarts. And he has the Chewbacca one is a little bit kind of weird, honestly. The whole thing is decorated, so it looks like his hair is painted all around it. I don't know that I want to be cooking chili and looking at Chewbacca hair, so that's not really my favorite one, but the other designs are very cool. Some of the other things that they've got going on at Williams-Sonoma with Star Wars, the French stoneware brand Le Creuset has made a very eerie-looking black cast iron roasting pot. The lid has Han Solo's frozen in carbonite body on the lid. So it looks like when you're cooking, you look down and it looks like Han is frozen in carbonite. This is obviously only for serious Star Wars fans and chefs because it clocks in at a whopping $450. It's not cheap. Now the other stuff from Le Creuset, the little mini roasting pots that are decorated like droids, they're $25 to $90. Those are much more reasonable. Elsewhere in the Williams collection, lots of fun Star Wars spatulas that makes great stocking stuffers. A waffle maker that turns waffles into the shape of the Millennium Falcon. That's very cool. Kids are going to love that. An R2-D2-shaped popcorn maker. Then they have cookie cake and pancake molds. For cocktails, you can get an ice mold in the shape of Vader's helmet. That's a pretty cool gift for $22. And then they have silicone trivets in the shape of the Falcon and the Death Star to keep your hot dishes from ruining your countertops. But my favorite item in the whole thing is in the shape, it's a toaster, either in the shape of Vader's helmet, a Stormtrooper helmet, or the Death Star. And Vader's helmet actually brands the toast with the Star Wars logo, which is super cool. And they're all surprisingly affordable. They're only $49.99. So if you order them now, they will ship in time for Christmas. Lots of fun Star Wars stuff.
There you go. First suggestion in that department, anyway. There's some new technology, speaking of suggestions, that'll allow you to use your Bluetooth headphones on planes. Listen to how that works.
The Geek Out.
Wireless headphones and buds are super popular for lots of good reasons, but there remain several things that you'd love to use them with, but they don't have the Bluetooth needed to make the wireless connection. Like the Nintendo Switch, those in-flight entertainment systems on airplanes, or a host of older cars. The best solution is called the AirFly Pro. It's a little dongle that plugs into any standard headphone jack and provides Bluetooth output to your wireless earbud or headphones. Even better is they allow for two pairs to be connected at the same time, so you can easily share what you're listening to. AirPod, Bose, Sony Beats, it works with all of them, and there's 16 hours of battery life. The AirFly Pro is $55, and we've posted the link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit Toyota.com/TimeSmile to learn.
Next up, Twitter is halting a plan. What are we doing about these inactive accounts? It seemed we were talking about this shortly, a little while ago, yeah?
We did, just in the last tech report. And since then, Twitter has actually stopped. They originally said they were going to get rid of any account that has been inactive for more than 6 months and that you had a deadline of December 11th to log back into that account and then it wouldn't be removed. Now they're actually saying, wait a second, we forgot about one thing, people who have died. And so families reached out to Twitter in droves saying that the possibility of losing access to these old accounts where they have basically memorialized their loved ones who have passed away and preserving their tweets and their accounts, it's something Twitter is now saying, we're not going to do anything until we can figure out the proper way to move forward with that.
That's thoughtful of them. Nice. So there's a positive note as we end our visit in this hour together. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV Thanksgiving program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.